Boom, 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 boom. Yay. All right. Chocolate with cheese. So I talk to chocolate. Yeah, it's halfway through. Hold on. It's a chocolate cake with mint. With chocolate mint ice cream. It's not sweet. Cheese, I'm gonna have to wait because it's too early. No, actually it's not, but I don't want to gas this early. You know what it is. You know how it is. No cheese. Anyway, welcome to Studio 2, Rocksmith. What's happening? Nom nom nom's happening. Coffee's happening. I got the tea from River Moon. I didn't put a lot of it in it, but it's like, wow, stuff's flavorful. So I'm going to try one with a full amount of leaf and dip it in hot water and see what the aroma's like from far away. If you can smell it, be like, ooh, yeah. At the Target coffee, flavored coffee. The holiday flavor coffee. It's really holiday. It's like cinnamon spice. Yeah, that's really holiday. But Winterfest. I don't know. But you could smell that thing far away. And taste, close up and taste it. It's like, yeah, it's got a little bit, but from the aroma. Which reminds the people who drink it, it's like, how much your senses make everything different, right? Like the food tastes different. Now, you can make the food with no sense at all. Like, you can smell it, and you eat it, like, you know, if that cake didn't have the minty smell, chocolate smell, you eat it, you're like, ooh, it's just sweet, soggy, creamy, and like, I don't know, it's weird, ew, right, when you take the senses out, so, and same thing with cheddar cheese, if you can't smell the cheese, like you like cheese, can't smell the cheddar, it's like mushy, bind to a salty, mushy, like yuck. Yeah, so that's the part intrigues me. And if you have it, yeah, I feel bad for you. From the COVID, it's like can't taste anything, can't smell. I think it's like complete senses. Can taste anything, you can smell anything. For some people, the stuff goes away. The symptom goes away. Some people, it's like, it's permanent. Oh, they're like, they're suing now. Suing a whole bunch of people. It's like, I lost my senses. You say I was okay. They're suing the vaccine companies. I don't know what. It's on the news. So, just, wow. That takes the cake. Really? It does. Everybody sue. I'm going to sue you. You're going to sue me. Then everybody sue each other. It's like, then, what? Why? go to work. You can sue everybody. Would it work? I don't know. I don't think so. But it just... And Christmas is dead in New York City. Too bad. Too bad. Is it too bad? I don't know. Nobody wants to live in New York City. They were moving down here. It's like, okay, screw that. I'm like scrolling stuff. I found the lady who did the lap dance for this. Her captain or her lieutenant. Bad lieutenant. Bad. Ooh, bad. Slap, slap, slap. I'm laughing because it doesn't surprise me. Things like that will happen. And there's there's some like good human trafficking ring with a whole bunch of police caught. Well, I think it's upstate New York. Then early this morning, I just couldn't sleep. I just look around for stuff and saw William Shatner got a car crash. Ooh, 90 years old. Should he be driving? I don't know. But now I'm looking at your post. Dying rabbit has one last meal at Cat's Deli. Oh, I miss Cat's Deli. You ever been to New York? I mean, of course, now it's a little different, but man, the pastrami sandwich is unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cat. Well, what other place? Actually, I thought that Cracker Barrel's pastrami sandwich is not that bad either. It's pretty oily, like too much oil. It's almost like they fried it, but it's not. It's just they put extra butter on there. Then they put the sandwich together, of course. Then they put the toast over on the frying pan type of thing. Or the frying, wherever the frying board they got. And put extra butter in there. So it's a little greasy, but you know what? Tastes good. That's how you make it. Of course, the ones I make is similar. The only thing different is I put horseshoes. Conk. Oh, my teeth. I put horseradish on my just tiny bit of it and Thousand Island sauce. Then with everything else, I don't put mustard. Just instead of mustard, Thousand Island and a little bit of horseradish. And it's like it's gonna bite, man. It's great. Okay, so that's not for this. Whatever. I'm just looking at post, see what is up. Just browsing. I like the title, Lost Claws. Yeah, it's true. New York. Wonder if Frank Sinatra will be singing you. He'll be still alive. He'll be singing New York, New York. He'd be like, oh, skip this. We're tearing this up. What? Tearing this up. Skip. Skip this one. What when you say, oh, let's tear it up. No, that means that's ended. That's the big swinging band, coning, I don't know, people. You're the singer. A big swing band, that's what you said. In the old days. I guess you still do it. But that came from the old days. Oh, when this coning stuff started happening. Well, coning is more like talking. Telling a story, but you can sing it a little bit. Go with the melody. Okay, crypto. Yeah, today is a web browsing day. I don't know. It's Thursday. I think it's a Thursday thing. The last day. Last podcast of the week. I can do one tomorrow, but I don't feel like it. I'm being lazy. I need a day off. Damn it. Can't get a day off. Please. Anything else? I don't know. Can't think of anything. Hopefully, everybody's got their gift to people. Hopefully. If not, get some coffee. Everybody who can drink coffee will love it. Just go to Target. Get the cinnamon spice with toasted almond and something. Toasted almond and caramel. If you can get a gingerbread, that's good, but it tastes very bland. But it smells like, oh my god. Get some of those. If you go to Starbucks, just get the holiday blend. Holiday blend's a little, it changed. They changed the flavor slightly. So it's just, I don't know what to think. It's a little too thick to me. It's not as lively as it was when I first had it. The first batch of the first year, oh, perfect. And over time, well, over like, say like 5 years, 6 years, it was okay. Then eventually just kind of like, it's missing something. I don't know what. It's missing passion. Maybe because my shaming, maybe. I don't know. Nespresso. Let's see. Nespresso store is doing something. They're making a 3D. Oh, you have to use the app. You can use their app. Of course. They should change the Nespresso commercials all day. What else, right? Nespresso, what else? Which Clooney walked all over it. They should change the title. Nespresso, oh, of course. What they should do, Illy's. Illy's, they don't have a lot of Illy's around. It's very few. If you can find one, it's like, wow. Like, holy cow. Nespresso. Let me see if I can find a whole bunch. Go to YouTube. And just type in Nespresso. Sure. So George Clooney. So George, he's totally in it. That's the younger days. He's chunky. It's been a little bit shrinking. It's a shrinky.
The red one.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Do you mind if
I... Of course. You know, I don't think I have a pen.
Huh? I just want an espresso.
Yeah.
Well, I've been... I don't know.
It's younger days. Damn, man. Now you just chunk. It's a little chunky. Yeah. Hey, no, it's not his chunky. He's shrinking. So his body is still the same. He's shrinking. And at the age of like, I don't feel like. I don't feel like running around like I was younger. I'm just going to eat my cake, my cheese. My coffee, drink my espresso. I'm gonna sit back in a chair, have a cigar while eating chocolate and cheese and having coffee at the same time. And check on my babe swimming, maybe like sitting in a swim by the swimming pool. Babe, come in. It's like, nah. I'm too old with that. I'm getting the lazy mood. I think that's what happens. The lazy. You're lazy, man. There were a lot of poor houses by the coastlines. Italy. I don't even know if Sean Connery's little chateau. Not chateau, but little house in Capri. Is it Capri? No, it's not. It's south of France somewhere. I don't even know. They did some. Sold it or not sold it. But I think George has a house around there too. So, anything else? I was looking at a whole bunch, just randomly, and found like videos. Found one that was the train. And train. It's like, oh my god, I almost forgot about this. This guy's really good. I like his stuff. It's Colin. This thing, Noon Train. Oh, yeah, remember that. Remember about the reading story. You were gonna drive this thing because you can't put train tracks in deserts when in Arctic. Arctics. Well, what do you do? So you build one of these. I'm like, wow, this is cool. This is really cool. The story of the world's largest overland vehicle. Yeah. But then, I don't know if they used it. I think they actually made it though. There's a whole bunch of other videos he did. The best one so far, I haven't seen it yet. It's the mini track, Antarctica weirdest track vehicle. Somebody took Mini, put a track on. It's like, oh my god, this is awesome. I want one. I want one. Can I have one? I'm gonna drive that thing. Like, this is just go over snow. Like, yeah. interesting. And there's the Snow Cruiser by Emerald Bird. Well, if you know the story behind that one, that's some crazy stuff. I'm looking at it, I was like, how do you turn those things? Is it hydraulics? Or some kind of, I don't know. Wow, man. However they figure it out, like, they can make this? Why can't they make cool stuff? Like 50s, 60s, the Art Deco years, they make really cool cars. They were really cool concept cars. Why aren't they making those? Remaking them. Going electric, might as well put the stuff in electric and see how fast it goes. Incredible. And they have there's a video of the upper band, one Suzuki Jimny. Oh, it's tiny. It's like a Jeep. They took a regular Jeep and they squashed it. It was like 1/4 of size to regular Jeep. Like, not really 1/4, but like 3/4 size. This video says, and the cutest off-road vehicle, yeah it is. Drive one of those things, even on your Hawaii, people just stare at head. You got a girly car. And you show up in a car meet. Why are you driving that girly car? Why? Why is a girly car? I don't know. I have friends just to say stuff like that. Anything with Boxster. Anything that looks like a Boxster. Porsche Boxster. Even the original one. Actually, no. They said the original one is not a girly car, but the new ones, it's like, yeah, the Boxster, anything that resembles us, it's a girly car. Why? I can't have a convertible. Even when I said the Bentley Continental convertible GT. It's a Continental. Yeah, no, it's not Continental. Sorry, GT convertible. And they just... Yeah, it's a girly car. It's like, oh, you got something impossible. Totally impossible. There's a bunch of video he made, and there's really cool ones. Because, like the one with Sony Mavica, remember those? Floppy disk camera. Like, I haven't seen one of those for decades. Interesting stuff. Okay. I don't know what else is there. So I finally finished the GTA file with the Dr. Dre. But supposedly when you finish it, there's a USB disc full of his song, so I'm trying to find it. Like, where is it? It's a radio station? What do I have to do? I have my music off. I'm mute. So I couldn't hear anything. I just see everybody bounce up and down with their heads. But silence. It is interesting. But anyway, that was a game. It was fun, sort of. So I would suggest read. If you just like, I can't do this, can't do that, it's boring, all that. Learn how to play a guitar, how about that? Learn how to play it. Start with bass, if you want. Bass is a little hard on your hands, but helps. Learn to play guitar. Learn something during the Christmas. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. It's like, I got a whole bunch of gifts. I can play with them, but just like, let me do something. Something else. Learn something. Do that. Learn a new skill. That's the best Christmas present of all, no? There's not a lot of interesting things. I mean, there are interesting things, but it's not, even like computer stuff, it gets to the point. No one thinks about that. Like, over the period, the long period of time, or the these videos, all that stuff, everybody's doing the same, it's being repeated, and this guy's doing the same thing, that guy's doing the same thing. First, there was some intrigue, after a while, it's like, you're just producing the same stuff, man. Try something different. You can't, because I stuck this thing to my channel. It's all about this. And if you do something else, like all the audience, if you do something else, they'll complain. So, it's like taking a comment stuff. So, shut the comment off. And I do mine. It's like, no, you can't comment. You comment? Yes, it has to be viewed. I have to look at it, then I post it. If make any relevant sense. But as far as other stuff, like I don't care. Same as podcasts. It's like, I got a whole bunch. I don't have listeners right now. I'm sure somebody will listen to it later, but yeah, I don't care. Yeah, you like it? Okay, good. Thank you. You don't like it? Okay. Don't like it. And so far, I don't have a lot of comments on certain things. It's like, you should be doing this, that. Like, I don't care about that. If this is me in the morning, if I don't feel like talking about something, I'm not gonna talk about it. If I feel like talking about something, I'll talk about it. If it's nonsense, it's nonsense. It's good sense. But I don't care. Shouldn't care. But anything. Learn something, really. I think that's the best. Learn a skill. It will help. So, hey, learn how to make breakfast, like the proper way. You know, that could be a neat thing, right? Everybody has to eat. And family over, friends over, Christmas. Hey, you guys want breakfast? Let me cook something up, whip something up quick. And make something really, like placement, the eggs, bacon, whatever, sausage, hash brown, like the placement on the plating. You plate them nicely and present them. Oh, eggs with little tiny little herbs on top, like cilantro or something like that. Ding, ding, ding. And just do it right and present it. And put on the table, people are like, wow. Even though it tastes the same as the crappy one you do, just mundane, just have this put together. When you play them together, it makes it more enticing and it tricks your brain to think, oh, this is better. No, just like herbs. You can put, the herbs on top of things, put herbs on the side, just sprinkle it. And somebody smells it, like, oh. Especially garlic. Everybody loves garlic. It's like, ooh, I want some. I want good food, good presentation. So learn how to present your food. Nobody think about that stuff. A lot of people don't think about that, how you plate your food. Just like how you do your coffee a certain way, like pour the milk first, then put coffee, and then pour some more milk on top, or fast milk on top. It's almost like macchiato thing. It does taste a little different. Even though it's not espresso, but because you put fast milk on top, you present the presentation thing. And somebody drink it, like, oh yeah, is this a pretzel? Like, no, it's a... But the person who drinks it, that tricks your brain, tricks their brain. I'm not saying that it should be tricking people's brain all the time, but plating presentation helps a lot with things. That's what it is. You can have the simplest thing and you play them or you present them just right. It makes it even more. And so it's like built-in thing with the humans. Like we have this thing in your head. Just we like things to look pretty and neat. Even though some people say, I don't like, no, I don't do that, but people like neat. Everybody does. I don't know what it is. It's like part of our DNA or something. Oh, HTC has a new goggles that looks like copper glasses, like aviator glasses. Starting at $500. HTC 5 is not bad. It's for $500. Buy glow. Well, that's not bad. Interesting. Interesting VR glasses. On the go. Wellness. How's that thing on the go wellness? What's that thing do? 5 flow immersive VR glass for. What does it do? Is it just VR? Or does it do something else? Why is it wellness? Oh, okay, you can meditate with it. Or something. Oh no. Oh, you can see this like cool 3D environment. You can just sit outside in the grass and meditate. Oh, you can have your VR space. You can work in 3D, inside of 3D. But you're in 3D. But you're inside 3D. With your 3D MacBook. A mesh MacBook. In the glasses. type in there too. But it's 3D, but it's 3D. I'm like, what? Just go get a laptop. You know? But I want to own a business city somewhere. A little cafe, trendy. I want to be trendy like everybody else. Yay! So with this goggles, I'm there. Like, I guess that's what this thing is. That's what they say, undergo wellness. It's called 5Flow. HTC 5Flow. I don't know. Yeah. That's weird. If you can see through the glass, I guess this has a really good instructional supplement. Like you're building something, building a car in a car factory. It's like put something together and you get an error wrong. It's like, oh, I gotta move this one over there. It would tell you, you gotta do it this way. It's like, oh. It'd be cool for instructions, but I guess they want everybody into meta thing. We want you plugged in all the time. You'd be lying in your bed. That's it. You'd be eating virtual food. Eventually, just gone. And yeah, Charlie say, like, "Oh, okay, install inside the computer thing." No, it doesn't work. They're dreaming, and these people are dreaming. I don't think it works. But the rest of the VR products they have is expensive. It's like $1,400, $1,500. The most, I think. Yeah, it's like 1500. It's like, oh, why do we need that bar again? Well, you can pretend to sit somewhere. I can just go to that place, somewhere similar, and sit there. It's like, no, we're right now. Without computers, and take the computer off, take everything out, and walk outside your house, your apartment, whatever. This is the best 3D experience you're gonna get. You can smell everything. You can touch everything. You know, you can do all sorts of stuff. Of course, you can get hurt, but hey, it's part of the experience. This is the best. You smell sewage. And then, oh, that sucks. But no, that reaction is the experience of that moment. It's the best. Why would you want to put something else over? And they're like, yeah. No, it's just, it reminds me of people with a walking around with a cell phone in front of your head. You have a whole world in front of you. You can interact. Why are you interacting with your device? Walking. What are you doing here? Like shopping malls? Like, are you not shopping? Why are you here? I don't know. Just want to walk around, because I don't have no place else to walk. You can walk around your house. You can walk inside your house. Or you can get one of those walkers, whatever the Peloton thing is, if you want. No? Or something else. Or you could go to the gym and walk on that. And watch TV same time. Or watch your phone. I never got it. So what is so important? You have to take your concentration off. Why? What? Wait. Okay. Let's look at some articles on cars and stuff. I'm just clicking. It's no big deal. It's nothing. Boring. It's boring stuff. Everyone's got one of these. But then he's got the expensive things. I can't afford it. But it's not much difference. It's just more luxurious, more presentable type of things. It's nothing else. Nothing big around. Well, today is your last day to shop. I don't know what to get. I don't know. Get some cake. Get some chocolate. Get some cheese. And get some cheesecake. Anything I can think of. Get some, I don't know what. Get some candles. Scented candles. There's a whole bunch of stuff left in the stores. You can put an IOU, a present. That's a gift, right? That's, as long as there's a thought behind it, then yeah. You don't have to. You don't follow Christmas traditions and stuff. Yeah, don't have to. But I grew up with that, so I'm just going to keep going with it. Anyway, 42 minutes. What else is there? I don't know. For those people who want a graphics card, computer for computer, looking for one, you're not gonna find one. They're just not around. Some of the prices have actually lowered a little bit. I guess a lot of people didn't buy them. So you don't charge people $200 more. Do some people just, no, we're not going to get it. Still expensive. I think I said that a few podcasts back. We built an AMD machine. Or a new machine with AMD graphics, because I think it's better for creation. I don't care about, not that much about games as much. And some of the racing games, you don't even need that. You don't even need those top the line graphics. So I don't know. If you're gonna buy something on Amazon, then hopefully you get it tomorrow. Forget about it. You're not going to get nothing. Unless they say, I owe you a present a month, whatever that shipping day is. We'll be here soon. The other things you can do is the TV, like those TV subscriptions. You can send something like that. I think you can print them out as QR codes. Some of the devices you can use QR code. You can do that. That's the present right there. Yeah, go immerse yourself more into the Matrix. Yeah, forget about books. Forget about life. just go watch TV. Here we go. Go watch. HBO Max might be a good idea because the new Matrix is coming on. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it. I'm going to see if I can just not go to theaters, but see if I can get a friend's code, just watch it or something. Or just wait until it comes out. I don't know if it's going to be better, but I really like John Wick. And I really hope, I'm hoping that John Wick 4 will be out. But they just started doing the thing. John Wick 4 started when they decided to make Matrix 4. So, something. John. This is post. So they're just finishing up. When they finished up, a couple guys, it is, of course, Keanu and Lauren Fishburne. Well, I got the younger Lauren Fishburne. I'm sure there's a few others. They're gonna go follow him. Keanu to Matrix, which is coming out. So I'm guessing they finished Matrix first. Resurrection, that's what it is. Then they did the John Wick. Or something, or maybe two of them both at the same time. That'd be crazy. Who knows? What's got Donnie Yen? Yeah, Mr. IP Man. That'd be cool though. Two movies coming out. 2022, actually say, I'm intrigued. The rest of the movie, whatever. Yeah. That's coming out too. I was like, yeah, I don't care. Post production expect March 24th, 2023. So, oh man. So they're gonna take another whole nother year to finish. Wow. So we gotta wait. Another year, so I guess Matrix comes. So they finished the Matrix first, then they went back to John Wick. Oh, wait a second. Top picks, TV show, movie, just for you. The Matrix Resurrection has a 6 stars compared to John Wick, a 7.5. Oh, that means it sucks. No! Does it suck? Oh, no. How can... So the first one came out? Anything that has the one, two, three, four, five, whatever. The first one's always the best. The second one's like... third one's like, okay, you just finishing or something. Then, come here, so we're going to redo it. Reimagine the story. Or something else, put something spin on it, and it could be great, but it depends. Like the Tron Legacy, Legacy was good, I thought, but original Tron and that one was like total so different. It's like two completely different movies. That it's like, okay, that makes sense. Like Star Wars, the first three, which is the last chapter, and it went to prequel. Remember, that the prequel is completely different. It's totally different. And then the after ones, the other ones they're making, that later came out, it wasn't the greatest. It was okay, I thought. Kind of weird Star Trek-y tone to it, because we know who directed. So, I don't know. It's got 6 stars. I watch it. It's a 2 nomination for awards. Best visual effects. The big, next big thing. Really. Really? Know what it is? Keanu didn't change his hair. And it's just like, this is John Wick in between. John Wick in The Matrix. Maybe that's what happened. And just like, seen enough of that. If he chopped his hair off for this movie, yeah, it'd be good. But he didn't. He didn't get the beard, the mustache off. He just shaved that off, cut hair a little bit. So, well, I need to put John Wick, so finish John Wick and come back. Just shave it off. It'd be good. But then this is like, John Wick 3.5. That's what it feels like now. When I saw it, I was just like, the reviews, previews, just yeah. It's okay. It's not bad. Yeah, compare the first Matrix, 8.7 stars. Second one is slow, a little bit lower, 7.2, which is not bad. And the third one, when Neo, pow, just, he was gone. Before he came back with a new one, but the Revolution was like close to 7. So it just gradually gets lower and lower and lower. Then that's where it's like, okay, that's it. This is the last one. We cannot make another one. If we make another one, Now, because of Cyberpunk 2077, what they could have done is, they could have took Matrix Resurrection until the CD Projekt Red and say, hey, we're not going to make a movie. We're going to make people live as part of the movie, just like what you guys did with the Cyberpunk 2077. It's an adventure now that you can navigate. You have a choice. You can use the remote control side. Where would you like to go? If they don't like that, that would be really neat. It's like an adventure, user experienced movie. I've seen a few of them like years ago. Came out the concept. Movie theater too, you got a bunch, like, which choice would you like? And the audience will pick, and whoever gets the most, and it's like, we'll go this way. And you can keep repeating it with different, it's like, choices. I'm like, okay, let's take this one instead. The last time, we'll take that one, see what happens. It'll be fun. It would be more complex, but it would be better than watch, I guess, the same movie over and over again. Same fighting sequence. Pretty much everybody's back. In this movie, some of the main characters are back. Lambert Wilson, the Merovingian, the French dude. The lipstick, what lipstick? What lipstick? And Niobe's back, okay? Why did they have Doogie Howser in there? I don't know, that's weird. Morpheus is totally different Morpheus. Trinity, of course, is back. Neo, of course, is back. I don't know. I see it as a video game. That's what they should have done with Matrix Resurrection. Would have been better. It would have probably made more money. I think so. So we're back. And you have to do hacking. Actually, hacking, not the Cyberpunk 2077. You just push a button. You actually have to go type stuff. Imagine that. That'd be a game like, whoa. People love it. Yeah, the technical people love it. But you can put an option. Say, I don't just auto solve the hacking software thing. Yeah, that would be so neat if they can do it. But Cyberpunk one was Sudoku, which is it's pretty interesting. Yeah, actually I had to think about it a little bit. One part of it was like that. The other part was just push them on the automatic. Does it. So you have options. Anyway, so this is it. So you got one last day. I know I said so many times. This is the last day. That's it. I mean, you can get some stuff early tomorrow morning, but this is it, last day. You got a chance to get something. And from what I see, there's still a lot of choices this year because a lot of people decide not to go shopping or something. I don't see as many people in stores this year. Well, they got it early. Even Black Friday didn't even happen over here. I didn't see any store open, so it's a little slightly different. But there are a lot of people around, but it doesn't seem like they're buying a lot of stuff. Just browsing, like, I don't need this, I don't need that. But anyway, it does the last day, so maybe you get a little more choices this year. If you can go out and get stuff, you cannot. Wherever you live. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. But anyway, enjoy the holiday. Enjoy Christmas. I'm just going to say Christmas. I got so used to saying happy holidays. Like, no. Enjoy Christmas. I don't care if you celebrate or don't. I do. So enjoy it. Have a wonderful Christmas Eve. And you have an actual Yule log. Yeah. I envy you because you'd be sitting there with the fire. Sparkling. Like, oh, yeah. If you don't, that's alright. There's YouTube. Yeah. Have a wonderful day. It's Thursday of December 23rd, 2021. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful Christmas Eve. Have a wonderful Christmas Day. And happy holidays. And I'll be back on Monday. See ya.